Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This evening's show is all about words. Occasionally on the show, we've had vocabulary lesson segments based on uncommon words where we would spell and define an arcane word and then play records having something to do with that word. Well, last week NPR did a story on a website devoted to rescuing obscure words. The site is called SaveTheWords.org and features words which are so little used that they no longer appear in the dictionary. As you move your cursor over words on the homepage, you get the definition, part of speech, and the word used in a sentence. The site was created as part of an ad campaign for the print edition of the Oxford English Dictionary for Singapore and Malaysia, and is supposed to cultivate a love for words and entice people back to the OED instead of using online dictionaries. I happen to like words, so I've picked five words from the SaveTheWords.org site as the basis for the five segments on the show tonight. I won't tell you what the word for each segment is until the end of that segment when you've had a chance to try to figure out what the word might be. I don't really think you'll get any of them, but here to start off the first segment of this Save the Words edition of the show are the Clevelanders and Irving Kaufman.
Song to
Xylophone virtuoso Joe Green playing his own composition, Dancing Stars. I like that record. It's got kind of a half-novelty, half-light-classic, half-salon feel to it. That's from the single CD, Masters of the Xylophone, produced by Joe Green's nephew, Lou Green Jr. It's readily available online at www.greensmusic.com, but is not to be confused with the fabulous 6-CD Masters of the Xylophone collection, recently released by Lou Green and available at georgehamiltongreen.com. That's greensmusic.com and georgehamiltongreen.com. Before Joe Green, we heard New Orleans pianist Joseph Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys and Just Like a Falling Star, recorded by Vocalion in New York on August 24, 1933. That was preceded by one of the most recorded musicians in Australia, Gil Deck, D-E-C-H. He originally came to Australia from England in the 20s as piano accompanist for tenor Maxime Brody and became recording director at the Columbia Studios. In 1935, he moved and settled in New Zealand. We heard By All the Stars Above, recorded on December 22, 1930, and credited to the Stellar Dance Band. By the Stars Above was written by Ray O'Hara, Max Wartell, and Charles Williams. We started the show with our old friend Irving Kaufman with the Clevelanders, a Jack Albin pseudonym, and Singing a Song to the Stars from May 7, 1930. Singing a Song to the Stars was written by Howard Johnson and Joseph Meyer. So obviously the word on the SaveTheWords.org site, which inspired that stellar set, has something to do with stars. The word is sparsile, S-P-A-R-S-I-L-E, an adjective meaning of a star not included in any constellation. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Here to start off the second segment of our Save the Words edition of the show is Ambrose.
Thank you. comes a black spider, that means bad luck to me. Here comes a black spider, that means bad luck to me. I've been feeling kind of funny all this whole long week. 30 days of trouble, my dream was meant for me. 30 days of trouble, my dream was meant for me. Because that jet black spider has fallen in my teeth. I'm going to New Orleans to get this Toby fixed up mine. I'm going to New Orleans to get this Toby fixed up mine. I am having trouble, I can't keep from crying. Cause I'm wound and tangled in this spider webness.
Your
Yeah, Panna Troubadours, directed by Sam Lannon, with Smith Blue providing the vocal on Building a Nidifice for Mary. Building a Nest for Mary. Nidifice is the word from SaveTheWords.org that sparked this segment. Nidifice, N-I-D-I-F-I-C-E, is a noun which means a nest. Building a Nest for Mary was recorded by Columbia on April 15, 1929. Before that, it was the vocal duo of Albert Campbell and Henry Burr and Feather Your Nest. Feather Your Nest was written by James Kendis, James Brockman, and Howard Johnson. Campbell and Burr were members of the touring group The Eight Famous Victor Artists, and they were accompanied on that record by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, who became one of the Eight Famous Victor Artists in 1922 when Fred Van Epps left the group. Before that was the Memphis Jug Band, formed by Will Shade and Spider's Nest Blues. The vocalist was Hattie Hart, who was born around 1900, and in addition to singing with the Memphis Jug Band and solo performances, also wrote songs about love, sex, voodoo, and cocaine. We began that Nidifice set with Ambrose and his orchestra recording at the Mayfair Hotel in London on December 2nd, 1928, and Little Dream Nest. The next word on this special Save the Words edition of the show is sarcinarius, S-A-R-C-I-N-A-R-I-O-U-S. See if you can figure out what sarcinarius means from these rapidly rotating records.
That landlady wants the rent, but she'll find us gone, say. We live today, for tomorrow never comes, ain't we carrying on? We owe for the butcher bill, owe for the grocer bill, ain't we carrying on? Owe for pots and pans, owe the Mars plans, ain't we carrying on? Owe for a lot of dough, owe for the radio, we just owe and owe. They try to collect, but they get it in the neck, ain't we carrying on?
Time, y'all be having such fun. Brrr, ain't that musical band played by the Sherman Band? Ain't we,
that's that one, ho-ho. Leap by the middle house, it's coming out. Bring your screaming tongue tonight. Don't be for it after leave our machine. Ain't we carrying on?
Sarcanarius is an adjective meaning serving to carry a burden or able to carry loads or burdens. So, we started off that Sarcanarius set with the Arcadia Serenaders, a group originally put together by Wingy Minone to play at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis. By the time this recording was made by an OK Field unit around September 26, 1925, Manone had left the band. We heard Carry It On Down, an Arcadian Serenaders original composed by three members of the band, cornetist Sterling Bowes, who's influenced by Bix Beiderbecke you can hear in that recording, Avery LaPoser, who played trombone, and reedman Cliff Holman. That was followed by B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra, and a song we played on last week's show, Ain't We Carryin' On. Not exactly the same sense of carry as Sarcanarius, but hey, it's a music show. Rolfe recorded Ain't We Carryin' On for Edison on August 3, 1926, but that take was rejected. They tried again on August 12th, and that effort was issued. We finished up with Caroliners, a pseudonym used by Bob Herring, Sam Lennon, and others, and Carry Me Back to My Carolina Home from a Cameo 78 waxed in November of 1922. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. For this next segment, we're going to do some queritating. Here are the Dorsey Brothers. Thank you.
got arms around me, what more do I need? Now your lips have found me, even though we may realize we're living in a fool's paradise. What's sweeter to hear than love's old sweet story? What matter, my dear, if you're not sincere? For when the moon's above, you whisper words of love. This must be heaven. What more can I ask?
To put it mildly, those aren't the most politically correct lyrics out there, but then again, it was January 24th, 1924. That was the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis, led by violinist Jack Ford, with a vocal by Morty Livingston on She Wouldn't Do What I Asked Her To. Be that as it may, you shouldn't smack her in the jaw. Last segment, we heard the Arcadian Serenaders, who played opposite the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra at the Arcadia Ballroom from fall of 1924 to late spring of 1925. The Arcadia Ballroom was built before World War I, was located at 3515 to 3523 Olive Street in St. Louis, and reportedly could accommodate 7,000 dancers. It was torn down in 1966 and is now a parking lot for city employees. By the way, this segment is based on the obsolete verb queritate, Q-U-A-E-R-I-T-A-T-E, meaning to ask or question. Before She Wouldn't Do What I Asked Her To, it was Harry Roy and his Café Anglais Orchestra with the vocal by Ivor Morton and the musical question, What More Can I Ask? From January 18, 1933. What More Can I Ask? Was composed by Ray Noble with lyrics by Anona Wynn. We begin that queritative set with Smith Ballou, accompanied by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, and I'll Never Ask for More, recorded March 15, 1929. I'll Never Ask for More was written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert. The fifth word I used from the website SaveTheWords.org as the basis for this show is Venatorian, V-I-N-I-T-O-R-I-A-N, an adjective meaning of or pertaining to vines. Here to start off this Venatorian set is Johnny Marvin.
Holy lady do, holy lady do, lady do, holy lady do, holy lady do, holy lady. Well, the watermelon's smiling on the vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Now they're white on the bottom and red in the middle, and just as sweet as a tune on a fiddle. The old cotton patch am looking fine. The bowls am coming and she's blooming all the time. You plant your melons between the rows, and how we love 'em, the good Lord knows. The watermelon smiling on the vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Well, they're white on the bottom and green on the top, and they make your tongue go flippity-flop. Oh-lee-de-lee-dee-doo, oh-lee-de-doo-de-lee-dee-doo. Ho-lee-de-lee-dee-doo, ho-lee-de-lee-dee-doo, ho-lee-de-lee-dee. Now the corn am growing down on the farm. See my paw with a milk pail on his arm. The new mown hay is oh so sweet. I know them melons are ready to eat, cause the watermelon's smiling on a vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Now they're white on the bottom and green on the top, and they make your tongue go flippity-flop. Ho-lee-de-lee-dee-doo, ho-lee-de-doo-de-lee-dee-doo, ho-lee-de-lee-dee-doo, ho-lee-de-lee-dee-doo, ho-lee-de-lee-dee. Now old Farmer Ray, well, he's going away. I know his melons are sweeter than the hay. I run right over and I grab me one. I hear a shot and I start to run, cause the watermelon's smiling on a vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Well, they're white on the bottom and red in the middle, and just as sweet as a tune on a fiddle.
Thank you.
Well, could there be any better way to finish up a show than with that? The Missourians, August 1st, 1929, and Vine Street Drag. Hard to believe this group, which included trumpeters R.Q. Dickerson and Lamar White, trombonist DePriest Wheeler, and reed man Andrew Brown, was commercially unsuccessful, but it was taken over in 1930 by Cab Calloway. Before the Missourians, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra from October 24, 1929, and New Vine Street Blues. Moten had recorded his original Vine Street Blues around 5 years earlier. We begin this Venatorian set with Johnny Marvin singing, playing his own composition, and accompanying himself on ukulele on Watermelon Smiling on the Vine, from a Victor record made August 21, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.